I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. After a few intensive stories, I turned my eyes to an interesting novel with some romance and some danger, all wrapped up in a nifty story of two women who share a bizarre tale. Sarah Jo's ninth novel, All the Flowers in Paris, will give you moments of pleasure while keeping you on edge. The story revolves around two women. Caroline has survived a horrific automobile accident and woke to a complete loss of memory. When she finally leaves the hospital, she is given the keys to a coveted apartment in Paris on the Rue Claire and one small room containing a man's Hawaiian shirt and a box of unsent letters. Sarah writes, "I open my eyes and blink away the most terrible dream. There were sirens and lights. There was blood, a child. I sit up in bed, gasping for air. Everything aches. Where am I? I notice a familiar monument out the window. The Arc de Triomphe? And then it hits me. Paris. Good Lord, why am I in Paris? But the more pressing question is, who am I?" The second woman was Celine, who lives with her father and her daughter, Cozy. The year is about 1943, and the Nazis have overrun a large swath of the French countryside. Celine and her half-Jewish father share a common French surname, so they believe they will survive the occupation. Sarah writes, "Evil has seeped into Paris like a cancer, and while there is strength in carrying on, sending your children to school in the morning, humming a tune on your bicycle, baking your bread, playing your piano, making your flower arrangements, being home by curfew, it all feels false when lives are being ripped apart right before our very eyes." Celine and Luc discuss the activities of the German officers. Sarah writes, "Before I can begin to explain to Luc, the officer approaches our table and Luc stands, the way French police officers do, out of strained respect for the Germans. 'Good evening, monsieur,' he says. 'I'm sorry, have we met?' The officer smirks. 'No, but I've met your lady here,' he says, staring at me like a very fine steak that has just been wheeled before him on a dome-covered plate. Luc glanced at me, then back to the officer, confused. 'Oh, yes, hello again,' I say, as calmly and politely as I can. 'Luc, I waited on this gentleman in the shop the other day.' 'You most certainly did,' the officer says, grinning. He reaches for Luc's half-drunk wine on the table. 'Mind if I have a taste?' He takes Luc's silence as permission to take a sip. 'Very nice,' he says, setting down the glass. Sarah Jo's novel, All the Flowers in Paris, is of two women struggling to make sense of the horrific days ahead of them. This is another thread in a story played out in the nightmare that was the Third Reich. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.